والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. After the creation of Adam, just one original message has been repeatedly delivered to mankind throughout the history of humanity. Thus, to remind people about it and bring them back on track, many prophets and messengers, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, were sent by the only true God to convey this message. The true God is only one. Worship Him alone and keep His commandments. God sent these major prophets, as well as many other prophets and messengers, to accomplish several tasks and missions, some of which are to receive guidance from God and deliver it to their people, to convey the message that God is one to their people, to be good examples to their people, to instruct their people to fear God and keep His commandments, to teach their followers important things like religious and moral matters, to guide those who deviated, disobeyed God, or worshipped other gods or idols, to tell people about their final destination in the last day and what leads to paradise and hellfire. It is the same God who created those prophets, all humans, all animals, and all objects. In other words, it is this one true God who created the whole universe, including nature and all it contains. He is the creator of life, death, and life after death. The awareness of this true God, the Creator, is clearly evident and easily traceable in the Holy Scriptures of the Jews, Christians, Muslims, and others. Studying the concept of God in the Bible and the Quran sincerely and objectively, a researcher or a seeker of the truth would be able to define some unique qualities belonging to the true God only. Some of the qualities that distinguish this only one true God from other claimed gods are: this one true God is creator, not created. This one true God is one, not three or more. He has no partners. This one true God is invisible. No one can see Him in this life. He is not manifested or incarnated in other forms. This one true God is eternal. He does not die or change. This one true God is not in need of anyone, like a mother, a wife, or a son, or anything like food, drink, or help. But others are in need of Him. This one true God is unique in His attributes. No one is like Him. No human or animal descriptions can be attributed to Him. We can use these criteria and qualities, as well as other ones belonging to Him alone, in examining and rejecting any claimed gods. Let us turn to discuss the one message mentioned above, and cite some of the biblical and Quranic verses confirming the oneness of God. But before that, I'd like to share with you this thought. Some Christians might wonder, it's obvious that God is one, we believe in one God. So what's the point? The point that they perceive this one God to include God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So based on common sense and simple logic, a sincere and honest seeker of the truth could reason, what do you mean by saying that God is one while you refer to three gods? Is God one in three or three in one? In addition to that, and according to Christian dogmas, these three gods have different identities, images, rules, and functions. God the Father, the Creator. God the Son, the Savior. God the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. By the way of Jesus, God the Son or Son of God is really God or part of the one God. Doesn't this contradict what the Bible itself reports, that no one can see God, nor hear His voice, The Bible states, you have never heard his voice nor seen his face. John 5:37. No one has ever seen him and no one can see him. Timothy 6:16. No one can see me and stay alive. Exodus 33:20. Based on these and other biblical texts, I sincerely and honestly wonder, how can we reconcile the dogma that Jesus is God and the biblical testimony that no one has ever seen God nor heard his voice? Didn't the Jews at his time, his family and his followers, see Jesus, God the Son, as some believe, and hear his voice? Is there any secret or hidden purpose concerning the truth about God? In the Bible, the true God emphatically testifies, I am the Lord, and there is no other God. I have not spoken in secret or kept my purpose hidden. I am the Lord, and I speak the truth. I make known what is right. Isaiah 45:19. Let us take off on a journey of seeking the truth about the one true God in the Bible and the Quran. Effective as possible, I cite the verses without any comment. We have to ponder the following verses carefully, critically, and without preconceptions. As for the one true God in the Bible, the Old Testament, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy 6:4. Has not the one God made and sustained for us the Spirit of life? Malachi 2:15. And believe me and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Isaiah 43:10-11. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me there is no God. Who is like me? Isaiah 44:6. And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved. To me every knee shall bow. Isaiah 45:21-23. But the one true God in the Bible, the New Testament, when came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he, Jesus, said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Matthew 19:16-17. Matthew 19:16-17 in King James Version. Now this is life eternal, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Matthew 4:10. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Mark 12:29. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Timothy 2:5. As regards the one true God in the Quran, say he is Allah the One, Allah the Eternal, Absolute. He begots not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. There is no God but I, so worship me. They disbelieve who say, Allah is one of three, for there is no God except one God. If they desist not from the word of blasphemy, verily a grievous chastisement will befall the disbelievers among them. Can there be another God besides Allah? Nay, most of them know not. Can there be another God besides Allah? High is Allah above what they associate with him. Can there be another God besides Allah? Say, bring forth your proof if ye are telling the truth. Indeed, this message concerning the oneness of God, that's to say, Tawheed in Arabic is the essential theme of the Quran. In conclusion, we say these verses, as well as hundreds of similar pieces of evidence in the Bible and the Quran, confirm this one eternal message that the true God is only one. Turn to me now and be saved. People all over the world, I am the only God there is. Isaiah 45:22. Not only does the Bible affirm that God is only one, but it also reveals that the true God, the Creator, is the only Savior. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Isaiah 43:10-11. So, according to this affirmation, all other supposed gods or deities like Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Krishna, or Buddha are neither gods nor manifestations of the one true God. It was because of such false beliefs that after the Jews worshipped other gods, the Lord's anger burned against them, as in Numbers. Likewise, Moses destroyed the golden calf. On the other hand, the Essenes, an early Christian Unitarian community, endured torture and persecution because they refused to exchange Jesus' monotheistic teachings for the Pauline innovation of the Trinity. To sum up, all God's prophets, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, were sent by the same God, the Creator, to convey the same message. The true God is only one. Worship Him alone and keep His commandments. And since those prophets and messengers preached the same one message, their religion must be the same one. So, what is the religion of those prophets and messengers? Submission to the will of God is the essence of the message of those prophets. This word, submission, means Islam in Arabic. The Quran does confirm that Islam is the religion of all God's prophets and messengers. This Quranic fact is also traceable in the Bible. Ultimately, to attain salvation, we must receive and believe in the above-mentioned message willingly and wholeheartedly. Nevertheless, doing this is not enough. We must also believe in all God's true prophets, including Prophet Muhammad, and follow their true guidance and teaching, the gateway to a happy eternal life. So if you are a sincere seeker of truth and a lover of salvation, you might like to consider this now, before it's too late. Before death, it can be soon, who knows. By this piece of advice, and with this effort, we are just sowing the seed of guidance, and may Allah the Almighty make it blossom in the heart of the worthy. And you may ask yourself, Islam, when to embrace Islam? We answer, now, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is too far to wait. Obey your heart's call to faith. You live once. It's your life chance, a golden chance that might not strike your heart again. Answer Allah's call. He summons you. But your God is one God. Submit then your wills to Him in Islam and give the good news to those who humble themselves. If you ask, how can I become a Muslim? How can I embrace Islam? The first and essential step is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, which means, I give the testimony that there is no true God but Allah, and Muhammad is His servant and messenger.